They took good care of the little girl in the orphanage, but apparently there was never quite enough food, and the children were hungry most of the time. It's a country where there are a lot of orphans to take care of and not a lot of money to take care of them with. We heard recently about the couple who adopted this little 4-year-old girl. That's who I was talking about. We heard their story of how in their first weeks of having that girl as part of their family, she has, in their words, been eating everything in sight. Eating, in fact, until she makes herself sick. It's pretty heartbreaking to think of how fearful she must be of never having enough to eat. Well, Mom and Dad had an idea. They make sure that she has a slice of bread she can hold on to whenever she wants to. And you know what? That's helped a lot. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the bread for tomorrow. A child who, because of her past experiences, fears that she won't have what she needs, and now she's finding a new security. What she's going to need in the future is already in her hands. That's a picture of you, if you're a child of God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What you're going to need tomorrow is as good as already in your hands. Your Heavenly Father promised many places in the Bible, including our word for today from the Word of God, that that would be the case. Here are the familiar and comforting words of Psalm 23, verse 1, maybe just the promise you need right now. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Your Lord is the shepherd who makes sure that his sheep always have what they need, when they need it. Since he knows all of your needs, I think it's safe for you to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for what I need physically, financially, maritally, emotionally, parentally, spiritually. Many times there was something I thought I should have that he didn't give me, because as I now know, it would have not been for my good. I was wrong about what I needed. He never is. Other times I thought I needed something now, when God's timing was different and ultimately better. And still other times, he will supply a need before you've even realized how much you're going to need it. So God's care and provision is always based on what he knows in his all-knowingness will be best for me to have and what will be the best time for me to have it. But his promise is that the bread is in your hand. The guarantee that you will need for tomorrow is, in essence, already yours, because he's already got it for you. He's promised, for example, that your strength will equal your days. He says again in his word that his grace will always be sufficient for your situation. He's promised that you can go anytime to his throne room and, quote, find grace to help in your time of need. He's promised that, quote, God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. There's no greater security than that. You have his word on it. The Bible's full of promises like that. Maybe you've been let down by others in the past. I get that. And maybe you're often anxious about whether you'll have what you need and if you'll have it when you need it. You got God as your Heavenly Father, with you as his child, purchased with the life of his Son. That's unnecessary worry. Remember the hymn that says, oh, what needless pain we bear, all what peace we often forfeit, all because we do not carry everything to him in prayer? In a sense, it's an insult to the God you belong to worry about whether you're going to have what you need. You are living with the greatest security in the world. You are literally living from hand to mouth, from his hand to your mouth. And what you need for tomorrow is as good as already in your hand.
This year, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is celebrating 30 years of spiritual rescue. Thank you so much for your prayers and your partnership. We so appreciate you. You can check out our website at hutchcraft.com.